It's time to roll and get after those early morning farm chores here at Wax 104.5. Scott with you on the farm show. 27 degrees here in Eau Claire. This is WAXX Radio in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, 104.5 FM. It's 5 a.m.
NBC News Radio, I'm Ryan Pierce. Cars are rolling through the tunnel, Elon Musk says, can reduce traffic congestion in Los Angeles, at least for one night. On Tuesday night, the CEO of Tesla and SpaceX showed off the $10 million test tunnel his Boring company built in L.A. Musk has said his underground highway will be able to safely move electric cars at more than 150 miles an hour. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is not saying much about the delay in sentencing for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn.
The delay is something between General Flynn and the courts. We wish General Flynn well.
Talking with reporters yesterday and echoing President Trump, Sanders suggested that Flynn was duped by FBI agents. Flynn pleaded guilty to lying to FBI agents about contacts with a top Russian official during the presidential transition. A federal judge has delayed Flynn's sentencing and said sentencing will be revisited in March. President Trump says Democrats who don't want a concrete wall on the border should realize that the wall will actually be made of artistically designed steel slats. He says that'll help border agents see through the wall. Trump tweeted Tuesday that the wall will be beautiful and give the country the security citizens deserve. A federal judge is tossing out a lawsuit filed by 15 students who claim they were traumatized by the deadly school shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in February. Brian Shook reports.
In a stunning decision, U.S. District Judge Beth Bloom ruled that the school district and Broward County Sheriff's Office had no legal duty to protect students during the massacre. The controversial December 12th ruling is expected to be appealed. Prosecutors are calling for the death penalty for accused gunman Nicholas Cruz. A total of 17 students and staff members were killed and 17 others seriously injured in the February 14th attack in Parkland, Florida. Brian Shook, NBC News Radio.
You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.
My name is Matt Wagenson. We've been on this farm since 1979. It's still a family farm. All these farms around here are family farms. My kids eat our meat we produce. They drink the water out of our wells. It's not factories. It's families working hard together to feed everyone. And the advancements we make are for the better.
See Matthew's farm and hear his story at badgerbean.com.
When you think of Jack Links, you think of jerky, maybe Sasquatch. But did you know Jack Links is an awesome place to work? Jack Links Minon provides a fun, fast-paced work environment. And when you work at Jack Links, you're not just an employee. You're a team member and part of America's number one meat snack company. The benefits package includes medical, dental, 401k, and more. And did I mention the free jerky? Right now, there are openings for first and second shift production and third shift sanitation and maintenance. So what are you waiting for? Get over to Jack Links Minon today and get ready to feed your wild side. Jack Links Protein Snacks is an equal opportunity employer.
The Shoe Doctor now makes custom orthotic insoles while you wait. These insoles come with a free in-store trial and a 30-day comfort guarantee. If you are not satisfied for any reason, they can be returned for a full refund. These custom insoles are great for work, walking, exercise, and everyday use. Orthotic insoles will alleviate pain in your back and lower body, provide heel and arch support, and will help with plantar fasciitis. Stop in today and try a pair of custom orthotic insoles at the Shoe Doctor, located on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire.
Twenty-seven degrees here in Eau Claire. Today we're looking for mostly cloudy with some drizzle in some areas. Their cooler air will arrive tonight, along with some light mix of rain and snow. Thursday should be a little cooler with some snow flurries. The high today we're looking at 40 degrees with a low of 27. Thursday a high of 34 with a low of 22. And Friday a high of 30 with a low of 20.
Time to ask the expert once again on our AlphaRex Ask the Expert program. Jerry Clark, Chippewa County agricultural agent who does a lot of research in the field with forages. And Jerry, some of the new technology we've got that's coming out, some of these alfalfa varieties like Hyjest and Harv Extra, have you had much work done with them as far as actually in test plots and following it all the way through to the cows and what kind of results some of the farmers are telling you about?
Sure. What we've done locally here with the Chippewa Valley Forage Council is put out a few plots with the low lignin varieties, with the High Jester, the Alpha, the Harv Extra, and just kind of looking at standability, stand counts, what the germination is, kind of just some of the basic agronomic types of functions of some of these these new technologies. And where the actual feeding part of it, farmers maybe are still looking to see how it actually, on a larger scale where they have to feed, that's all they're feeding and looking at production. But the university has looked at it, you know, in their test cows at the Arlington Research Station and those kind of types of research. So personally, I don't have as much on the cow end of it. But what we're seeing on the in the field on the agronomic side of it is seeding rates are very similar. What's nice about these products is it does extend that harvest window. So farmers are seeing that where they can, instead of cutting on that 28-day schedule where we can really capture the high-quality feed value of the alfalfa, we're seeing that they can stretch that out to 32, maybe even another week, 35-day cutting window, which gets you more yield, obviously. But then you're also not giving up on the quality side of it. So it's standing well. One issue that we've looked at is also disease ratings with these, because the longer that plant is in the field, is there an increase in disease problems, leaf diseases, that kind of thing. So we're seeing that we are seeing an increase in the diseases. That's so year to year that it's kind of a coin flip whether to treat with a fungicide or anything like that. But from an agronomic standpoint, these varieties or this technology that has the low lignin trait in it is showing up in the field where farmers are able to stretch that window a little bit wider and still capture good quality alfalfa.
And you alluded to it a little bit, weed control in these varieties, in these stands now. We got so many different varieties that we're working with now. Is weed control different, and what are some of the new techniques and maybe new products that we can use?
Sure. We've had Roundup Ready alfalfa out there on the market, so glyphosate products do work. So it's a nice way to clean up those grasses. Again, when you have new seeding and a younger stand, you can really capture some high-quality feed just because you don't have that weed pressure out there with it. Still, the conventional varieties work well where you have if you're looking for that pure stand, some pre-emerge type treatments or just after those trifoliates start to emerge, those conventional products still work quite well to clean up those fields. When we start to see a lot of dandelion and maybe some of those perennial weeds starting to show up at the end of the stand, that's where we really need to see stand counts, because wherever a weed was, that's where an alfalfa plant should have been. And so that's where rotation starts to come into play. Where is it time to rotate that out of alfalfa into corn, or start the rotation back into alfalfa another year later? So those are the kind of things we look at from weed control. Is the conventional products still work well if that's where you're at, but with the new technologies, you're able to capture some really good alfalfa or high-quality alfalfa with weed control.
Are there some new weed control products with the new technology in alfalfa products out there?
Typically, we see them connected with the Roundup Ready trait. So it's mostly with the glyphosate products that we can get that control with alfalfa. So that's where, in most cases, those seed companies are tacking on the low lignin trait with the Roundup Ready. But conventional products work just as well in those systems, too.
All right. So, again, lots of ways to produce a good alfalfa. Jerry Clark with us to talk about more of those today on our AlphaRex Ask the Expert program.
Get unbiased results to choose the best seed for your fields from the independent first test. I'm Shannon Latham, talking first soybean results from Wisconsin. New Latham 2638 was the top performer for the GT27 category in the Arlington all-season test, topping 70 bushels. And two Latham numbers, 2539 R2 Extend and 2482 R2, produced over 80 bushels in Wisconsin South. See it all at LathamSeeds.com or call 877-GO-LATHAM.
There are three great reasons to come to Eau Claire Ford Lincoln Quick Lane right now. Number one.
This is it. Now through December 31st only, with any new F-150, you get your choice of a free spray and bed liner or an Axis tonneau cover.
It's Rick and Kina's Built for the Holiday sales event. Number two. While they last, you can lease a new F-150 for just $199 a month.
24 months, 10,500 miles per year, 10% down plus tax, title, license. Hey, Kina, what's the third reason?
You'll cheer people up with your wild Christmas sweaters.
They aren't that bad.
You look like you dress in the dark, Dad.
We ordered a lot more new F-150s than last year, so you can have more to choose from.
You get our exclusive lifetime warranty on all new and most used vehicles.
We have a real nice selection of used trucks, crossovers, SUVs, and cars.
During Rick and Kina's Built for the Holiday sales event, lease a new F-150 for just $199 a month.
Yes, $199 a month. And you get a free spray-in bed liner or an access tonneau cover at the all-new Eau Claire Ford Lincoln Quick Lane, just across from the new Fleet Farm.
At the corner of I-94 and Highway 93.
Smith Brothers Meats of Colby has everything you need for your Christmas office parties or Christmas family get-togethers. Christmas hams, prime ribs, and other specialty meats. Also, cheese and sausage trays. Smith Brothers Meats has great gift ideas. Call ahead to order special meat bundles, including a mix of steaks, chicken, roasts, and country-style ribs. Gift cards are available. Let them do the cooking so you can relax and enjoy this holiday season. Always fresh quality meats from Smith Brothers Meats.
There's still a chance to give the gift of a Peloton bike. When you order the bike by 1220, you get a free welcome gift, so you'll still have a Peloton under the tree this holiday. For more details, see onepeloton.com.
11 past the hour here at Wax 104.5. Let's take a first glance at the morning markets. Fed beef steers are at 108 to 115 and three quarters, with mixed at 85 to 107. Fed beef heifers at 108.5 to 115.5, with mixed at 60 to 107. Fed Holstein steers are 82 to 89 and a quarter, with select and choice at 60 to 82. Cows were at 40 to 42, with the tops 41 to 66. Bulls at 55 to 74. Butcher hogs at 30. Lightweight sows 25 to 26, with the heavyweights 27 to 28, and boars, lightweights and heavyweights, at 8, and there are no quotes today on the lamb markets. Cattle futures, live cattle for December is at 119.77, that's up 75 cents. February at 122.57, up 25. April at 124.60. is up 75. June at 115.90 is up 55. Feeder cattle for January at 146.20, that's up 82. March 144.30 is up 97. April at 144.95 is up 85. May at 145.12 is up 60. And August at 149.17 is up 75. Lean hogs for February, 62.65, that's down $1.17. April, 67.82, down $1.15. May, 73.70, down 95 cents. And June, 81.47, down 90. Those markets brought to you by Chili Implement.
Cattle can be pretty picky about their feed. They want material that's just the right length, and if it's not, they'll sort when they should be feeding. It's time to put a stop to that. The Final Cut FPX 9000 bale processor from Vermeer sends bales through multiple cutting points to deliver average cut lengths of 1 and 1/4 inch to 4 inches. It's been shown to increase feed efficiency in cattle, so give them what they're looking for. Find the Vermeer Final Cut FPX 9000 bale processor at Chili Implement in Chili, Wisconsin, 10 miles west of Marshfield.
Currency can take on many forms that are greater than just checking and savings accounts. To us, currency is when you make hard work your business. Currency is membership for those who want more. Superior Choice Credit Union. This is our currency.
It's all about financial partnerships that help us grow together. Visit SuperiorChoice.com and discover how we can serve you.
Membership eligibility required. Federally insured by NCUA.
Nelson Jamison is looking for qualified drivers. They offer competitive pay and a generous benefits package, with your health insurance completely paid for by the company for 2019. Positions are available for their Midwest route deliveries that will have you home most nights and on the weekends. Requirements include a CDL with hazmat and tanker. If you don't have one, they will work with you to obtain it. Call Nelson Jamison at 1-800-826-8302 and ask for HR, or go to nelsonjamison.com/careers.
AM here at Wax 104.5. Scott doing the morning chores with you. I'll tell you again that yesterday's warmer weather and last night's warmer weather, this morning's warmer weather for that matter, has created a bit of a Zamboni effect out in those farmyards and driveways and parking lots. So it's a little slick in some spots. You might want to take care while you're walking across those areas today. Let's have a look at some of the farm news around the countryside. Senator Howard Marklin of Spring Green has been appointed chairman of Wisconsin Senate Committee on Agriculture, Revenue, and Financial Institutions. Marklin will replace Senator Terry Moulton of Chippewa Falls in that position. Moulton didn't seek re-election. The new Ag Committee chairman was among committee appointments announced this week by Senate Speaker Scott Fitzgerald. Senator-elect Kathy Bernier of Eau Claire was appointed as chairwoman of the Committee on Rural Issues. Another appointment that will affect farmers was Senator Rob Coles of Green Bay to the Committee on Natural Resources and Energy. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has announced that a second round of payments is going to farmers to help them cope with losses created during recent trade unrest. But the leaders of a major crop organization are calling the payments woefully inadequate. National Corn Growers Association President Lynn Crisp said the market facilitation program payments give farmers an extra cent per bushel, while corn farmers have lost an average of 44 cents per bushel since President Trump announced trade tariffs. The association let its feelings be known to the USDA in a letter to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. Crisp said, quote, 1 cent per bushel is woefully inadequate to even begin to cover the losses being felt by corn farmers. The USDA did not take into account the reality that many of our farmers are facing, end quote. Now, I mentioned a little bit that that warmer weather created that bit of a Zamboni effect. And when we think of warmer weather, we think a lot of times about farm technology days. And our team's Pam Yonke down in Madison bumped into the executive director of the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days organization. And there are a lot of changes coming up. A lot of new and interesting ideas and places that farm technology is going. The weather outside might be frightful, but we're thinking about summer all the time where Farm Tech Days is concerned in Wisconsin. This is Scott Schultz on the northern end of the world's longest barn. Pam Yonke talked with Matt Gruen about Farm Tech Days. Pam, there's a lot going on in the news where Farm Tech Days is concerned.
Yeah, you're right, Scott. Fabulous. Farm Babe Pam Yonke here at the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, where the Wisconsin Farm Technology Days Board of Directors met recently to try to pick a path for the state's largest outdoor agriculture event, that is Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. They run into a bit of a problem. Come 2021, they have decided that the state will run the show come 2021, and they selected the Jefferson County Fairgrounds in Jefferson as the site where the 2021 show will be held. Lots to talk about with Matt Gluen. He's the general manager of Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. 2019, the show will be in Jefferson County, but a little different location. Walters Grain Farms, just outside of Johnson Creek. Same farm hosted it back in 1984. And Gluen says right now Jefferson County is doing a great job as they approach the home stretch getting ready for the show.
Well, I think the folks in Jefferson County are excited about hosting the show, and we're kind of excited about coming back to the south central part of the state. The show is going to be on a really dynamic, progressive grain farm, a little different than the dairy farms we've been on the last few years. But the last few months, the Jefferson County group has really come up with some innovative ideas. I think people will be pleased and surprised with some of the new things at the show this year.
What do you like? What are you kind of intrigued by?
Well, one of the things is, Innovation Square is kind of the county thing. So every year we get a surprise. And last year we were kind of surprised by the Marshfield Clinic and the big cranberry display. I don't want to spoil the surprise, but it'll be completely different this year. The other thing that's going to be totally new is the show will be opened up on Wednesday night till 7 o'clock in the evening. So that's a new feature for the show as well.
It's not the first time, though, that counties have tried to broaden their hours to attract a little different slice of the rural community. Tell me why Jefferson County thought that was right for their audience.
Well, actually, a number of counties have been petitioning the state board to do that in the last few years, but I think it's been more than 10 years since they went with an evening show. Every county has more and more individuals who are part-time farmers who can't get off work to come to the show, and non-farmers who are working during the day that just want to come out and see what agriculture is all about. So in Jefferson County, they felt those two groups were big enough that it was something they wanted to do in terms of holding the show open for a few extra hours.
Sure. Excellent. And let's talk a little bit about the future shows. That's something that the board of directors has been dealing with for the past couple of years. We're good. We've got in 2019, Jefferson County, 2020, we're in Eau Claire County. 2021 gets a little bit challenging. Tell me what's going on there.
Well, it's kind of a combination of a number of things. Undoubtedly, some of the changes in turnover and extension probably fostered the fact that we really didn't have a county come forth that wanted to host the 2021 show. There are so many counties that are either without or have a very new ag agent and are very hesitant to put their name in the hat to hold the show. So the state board said, well, I guess we're going to hold the show. So
when you go to those kinds of, I'll call them neutral sites, Matt, what kind of description or what kind of, request do you have to make for those event sites to even qualify? I'm sure that you're looking for infrastructure and things like that. How do you basically advertise to host the show on those non-traditional locations?
Well, they have to have at least 50, 60 acres to put our tent city on. They need 80 acres for parking. We would really like them to be on the edge of a city or a town so that we can get out to some cropland for field demos. And then after that, it's all kind of extra, in terms of electrical, roads, drainage, and all that kind of thing. The biggest requirement is to have the land available for tent city parking and field demos.
Do you anticipate that these shows are going to be more extensive or more expensive for the board? I mean, some of these locations, have got infrastructure in place, but sounds to me like, is the board going to go to the county and ask for additional financing like they normally would when partnering with Extension?
Well, at this point, that's not the plan. I think it may turn out that it's more expensive than they anticipate, but right now they think they're going to be able to do it. May not make quite as much money as some of the county shows, but they think they'll be able to hold the 2021 show without breaking the bank.
Mm-hmm. Now, that obviously brings with it a lot of extra questions. The Farm Tech Show has always been about community, and that included a lot of nonprofits that would be engaged in things like food sales, et cetera. Do these two other opportunities, Jefferson County Fairgrounds and Iola Car Show Grounds, do they allow that opportunity, or is that another dynamic that might change?
It may. Some of it may change, some may not. We'll probably still be using nonprofits to do some of the things like they've always done, like parking and running the admission gates and some of those types of things. We haven't made a decision on the food yet at this point, but it is possible the show might just go to commercial food vendors for that year. But there'll still be lots of room for the community to get involved because we need a lot of people to help put the show on.
Right. I don't want people to think that this is the ideal, Matt. I know that this is just kind of a short-term fix as counties still kind of figure out what's going on with the extension, because for 2022, you've already got a viable candidate looking at hosting.
Right. Clark County has already thrown their name in the hat to host the 2022 show. The board, I think, decided they wanted to kind of firm up the site and location for the 2021 show before they announced Clark as the 2022 show. But I'm guessing here in the next little bit that will happen as well. So I think the board is really committed to the county-hosted show, to moving the show around the state of Wisconsin. And I don't think at this point there's any discussion at all about any of these sites becoming permanent.
Mm-hmm. Are the pocketbooks deep enough for the board to sustain a couple tough shows, Matt, especially when it comes to paying the bill?
Well, obviously, the financial side of the show is a challenge when the state holds it, and that's primarily because counties do a lot of fundraising, and they get a lot of local county sponsors. And you really can't expect those local sponsors who are really trying to support the people in the community, you can't really expect them to come forth year after year or even at all to a great extent when the show is kind of being run by a paid group of people. So that will be the biggest change, the biggest impact on the financial side of things. There are probably other some corners that can be cut that will save money. And going to some of these more structured facilities will save quite a bit of money in several areas simply because we don't have to create a city from the ground up.
Yeah, a lot going on with Farm Technology Days, and we'll keep on that story as time goes on. Of course, Farm Technology Days in 2020 will be right here in Eau Claire County. And as they said, it was confirmed that 2022, it will be in Clark County.
Central Livestock Association is your full-service livestock market with sale barns in Zumbrota, Albany, and Rock Creek. Central Livestock has been in the business of marketing your livestock successfully for almost 100 years, so you know they know the business. They handle all species of livestock with special sales each week, Monday through Thursday. To find out more about their sales schedule, call Zumbrota toll-free at 1-877-732-7305. That number again is 1-877-732-7305. Trust your livestock to the professionals at Central Livestock.
27 after the hour here at Wax 104.5. And speaking of Central Livestock, let's go to Pat Micklow over at Zumbrota to see what happened there in yesterday's sales.
Taking a look at the markets from Monday's auction. In the feeder cattle division, beef steers, 350 to 600 pounds, they range $62.50 to $1.60. Then we had some 800 to 1,000 pound weights, $62 to $1.10. Beef heifers weighing 350 to 600 pounds were at $57.50 to $1.25. 600 to 800 pound heifers brought $45 to $1.17. And Holstein feeder steers that weighed 250 to 400 pounds brought $1 to $1.12.50. 400 to 600 pounds, $40 to $77. And the 600 to 800 pound Holsteins brought from $35 to $76. We had some bred beef cows and heifers ranging $350 to $600 per head. And in the fed cattle division, beef steers were topping $1.08 to $1.1575 with the mixed grading $85 to $1.07. The beef heifers, $1.08 to $1.1550 with mixed grading heifers from $60 to $1.07. And the dairy steers ranged $82 to $88.25. We had some select grades bringing $60 to $81 and the dairy cross steers $85 to $92. Market cows traded mostly 45 to 66 with the market bulls bringing 55 to 74. And in the calf division, we had baby calves 95 to 125 pounds bringing from 60 to 100, 150 to 250 pound calves from 50 to 102.50 with the beef calves ranging from $75 to $150 per hundredweight. And that's a quick look at the market trade for you from Central Livestock at the Zumbrota Market.
Thank you, Pat. And now on the phone we have Rocky Olson over at Premier Livestock. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, good. Doing good, Doug. Good.
Staying on your feet when you're walking across that ice in the yard, I hope.
Hey, I try to stay upright, but we all can't do that.
No, we all can't, can we now? So, yeah. Tell us about what you got going on over there, Rocky.
400 pounds and under from 65 to 98. The 400 to 600 pounders brought from 60 to 92, and those 600 to 800 pound Holsteins from 60 to 87. We did have a nice little run of bred stock cows, most of them selling from 550 to 975. Today, Wednesday, 9:30 a.m., we have our hay auction. 11 o'clock a.m., we have our dairy cattle auction. We do have our special colored dairy breed and organic dairy cattle auction today. Here's a few of our consignments. We have have a complete herd dispersal of 50 certified organic Holstein dairy cows. They're going to be tie stall cows, really got a nice butter fat of 4.1 on them. They are going to be, like I said, tie stall cows outside every day. We're also going to have another herd of conventional Holstein tie stall cows. We got a small Jersey herd, but many consignments of Jerseys today, all the way from heifer calves through fresh heifers, lots of springing Jerseys today, plus Holstein heifers, springing heifers, including two heifers out of one of the best herds ever sold at Premier, coming from the Bennetts out of Westfield, really good heifers there. Dairy cattle to sell at 11 o'clock a.m. Don't forget special sheep and goat auction. That's going to be this Thursday. We do have a special holiday sale on them, looking for 40 to 70 pound lambs and kid goats for a premium prices. Then this Friday, we're going to have our special monthly dairy heifer auction. We are expecting over 500 head of livestock. We do have a complete herd dispersal on our heifer sale. We don't always sell milk cows, obviously, on our heifer sale, but we're going to start that auction off with that herd. We're going to have 200 head off the one farm. We're going to have 150 milking cows and 50 bred and springing heifers. They're freestall parlor cows. More information on our special heifer sale, on our individual consignments on our website. That'll be at premierlivestockandauctions.com, or you can certainly just give us a call with any questions you might have, 715-229-2500. And Scott, that's the way it's shaped up.
All right, Rocky, maybe we'll see you this afternoon, and stay upright in the meantime.
All right, well, yeah, take a little lesson. So.
All right, thank you, sir.
Sounds
we'll
good.
See you later.
Thank you, Scott.
And we have Morgan McCarthy on right now, too, with some of the local news. Tell us what's going on locally, Morgan.
Well, thank you, Scott. Good morning. Here's what we know today. We'll start in Eau Claire on a high-profile case. An update as some potential jurors are being eliminated. Michelle Mayer is accused of letting people sexually assault two young children in exchange for money and drugs over the course of 9 years. An informant also told authorities that Mayer allegedly injected the children with drugs to keep them awake in order for those assaults to continue. Mayer has pleaded not guilty to all charges against her. In Chippewa Falls, a man is facing new charges related to a vehicle chase. Gerard Jones is facing 3 counts of second-degree recklessly endangering safety and 3 counts of attempting to flee an officer. Now, Jones was originally wanted in connection with a domestic violence incident. You probably remember that arrest in August. Officials say a review of squad footage led to the new charges. In Burnett County, a man is facing an attempted homicide charge after being accused of strangling a 5-year-old. Court documents claim police were called to a home in Trade Lake recently on reports of a man abusing a young child. When they arrived, they found that child with head, face, and brain injuries. That led to the arrest of 39-year-old Charles Beacon. He's facing 10 other counts in addition to that attempted homicide charge. On our local political scene, representatives of the Republican and Democratic parties are weighing in on new laws restricting early voting. The law would limit early voting just 2 weeks before an election day. Now there's two sides of the ticket, and we'll start locally with Republicans saying the move is a fair way to standardize voting. On the other side, Democrats say that law infringes on voters' rights. The provision is likely headed for litigation in federal court. A local business is leaving a Marquardt. Beaver Creek Reserve is the second organization chosen to receive a gift from Marquardt Gives Back 2018. The Eau Claire County Humane Association was announced yesterday. We talked about that. That's the first winner. There'll be more winners. 3 others will be announced over the next several days. Maybe you fought for a spot on the family couch last night. Then you know Barron native Chris Cruzia is celebrating a second-place finish on The Voice. The 27-year-old came up short of the top spot after those total votes were revealed on last night's season finale. I think he'll be coming back to welcome and open arms and, of course, to stage on Country Jam next year as well. Congratulations, Chris. And Hollywood feels a loss as actress and director Penny Marshall is dead at the age of 75. We have some more details on that with our Mark Mayfield.
A spokeswoman for Marshall's family says she passed away peacefully in her Hollywood Hills home Monday night due to complications from diabetes. Marshall is perhaps best known for being half of the powerhouse sitcom duo of Laverne and Shirley, which ran from 1976 to 1983. The Bronx native got her first big directing job in 1986 for Whoopi Goldberg's action comedy Jumpin' Jack Flash. With her second film, Big, starring Tom Hanks, Marshall became the first woman to direct a film that grossed more than $100 million. Mark Mayfield, NBC News Radio.
And from our local 715newsroom.com, I'm Morgan McCarthy, and now you are up to date on Wax 104.5.
Thanks a lot, Morgan. Boy, some powerful voices on that voice show, wasn't there?
Absolutely. That was fun to watch, and I think a lot of cheers still coming out of the Barron area. Congrats to Chris.
Yep. And we have Drew on over at Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
You know, Drew, on the drive-in this morning, the clouds were the moon was playing hide and seek with the clouds quite a bit there.
I saw that too. Looking out west, you could see the moon filtering through that thin cloud layer.
Yep, full moon on Saturday, is it?
I believe so. We're getting close. Yeah, I'll have to look. I know that Friday is the first day officially of winter, and that full moon. Not long to follow. Lots going on. You know, we've got the comet. There's the comet named after the Wisconsin astronomer. And the only thing with that, though, it's been a little bit cloudy, and you can't really see with the naked eye.
Let's see if we can open those clouds up.
Yeah, we'll see some sunshine. Probably not really returning until Friday. We're going to stay pretty cloudy through the rest of today, and we could even see some spotty drizzle here or there. Doesn't look to be anything major, though, but another pretty mild day. Not quite as warm as yesterday, but we'll see highs once again in the upper 30s and low 40s. We're typically in the mid-20s this time of year. Through the overnight hours, we'll continue to see clouds, possibly some spotty drizzle once again. As temperatures cool down a bit by early Thursday morning, we could see a few flurries in the area and possibly some light snow and flurries early in the day tomorrow. Now, winds will be out of the north and west, a bit breezy, so even though we'll be in the mid-30s for tomorrow, it'll feel a little bit cooler. Friday, though, again, we should start to see that sky clearing out some. We'll see afternoon temperatures only around 30 degrees, but still, that's about 5 degrees above what we typically see. As we head into the weekend, we have a slight chance of seeing some snow on Saturday. Doesn't look to have major impact, so if you have some holiday travel plans, again, maybe just leave a little bit early, but it doesn't look to be a major snowstorm. Daytime highs around freezing. For Sunday, possibly a few lingering flurries. It'll be mostly cloudy. Cooler, though, with temperatures in the upper 20s. Christmas Eve, we see another day with a mix of sunshine and clouds. Temperatures comfortable, slightly above average in the upper 20s. And then heading into Christmas Day, Santa has some pretty decent weather as he makes his trek around the world delivering toys. We're going to see highs around 30 degrees and, again, some fairly quiet weather. It's currently 29 degrees. We've got the clouds in the area, but dry for now. I'm Skywarn 13 meteorologist Drew Williams.
Yeah, the full moon, winter solstice, and all of that arriving within a couple of hours of each other, you know, that has to bring some pretty interesting things out there for Santa Claus.
That will. I think he'll, you've seen the pictures before of Santa's sleigh and reindeer passing in front of the moon. It always makes for a great photo op. Maybe some other people can take that opportunity here in the next few days.
Well, I'll sure be watching. Drew.
Take care, Scott.
Drew at Skywarn 13. The weather brought to you by
Superior Gas Service of Marshfield.
Now's a great time to give Superior Gas in Marshfield a call. Looking to build a new home or update your furnace system? Check out the advantages and savings of using clean-burning, safe, and effective LP gas from Superior Gas in Marshfield. Great service for over 60 years, plus 24-hour emergency service and budget plan financing. Nothing beats the comfort and economy of propane gas, and no one beats the dependable service offered by Superior Gas in Marshfield.
When you've got to have an auction, you want to work with a company that knows what it's doing to help you, and that means you want to use Christensen Sales of Abbotsford. All the folks at Christensen Sales are true auction professionals. They remember all the little things to take care of, and they've been doing it for such a long time. You know they're trustworthy, too. They handle every aspect of your auction professionally and fairly. Christensen Sales and its auctioneers are registered with the state of Wisconsin, too. Give them a call at 715-223-6345. Christensen Sales of Abbotsford. Wisconsin.
5:39 a.m. here at Wax 104.5. Let's go on over to that Equity Altoona market and hear what Mark Coker has to report. And then we'll hear from Jerry Fitzgerald over at Stratford.
This is the way livestock sold your Equity Altoona auction market on Tuesday, the 18th of December. Choice beef steers and heifers selling from $92 to $1.10. High yielding choice and prime Holstein steers, $83 to $86.25. Choice Holstein steers, $76 to $82. With your heavyweight and underfinished steers and heifers selling $76 and down. 20% of the slaughter cows here on Tuesday selling from $43 to $50. We topped at $53.50. 60% of the cows selling from $30 to $42, with 20% of the cows selling $30 and down. Most of the slaughter bulls on Tuesday selling from 50 to 60. We did top at 73 in a high-yielding black bull. Thin, full, bulls over a ton, horn bulls, and lightweight bulls all selling below. 80% of the Holstein bull calves weighing 95 pounds and up here on Tuesday selling from $30 to $90 per head, with the light, poor quality calves selling below
feeder cattle from our sale on December the 14th, 680 headed to sale. Fancy vaccinated 300 to 600-pound beef steers selling from $1.10 to $1.59. 600 to 900-pound beef steers selling from $90 to $1.42. Fancy vaccinated 300 to 600-pound beef heifers selling from $1 to $1.40. Your 600 to 900-pound beef heifers selling from $85 to $1.23. Fancy vaccinated 300 to 600-pound Holstein steers selling from $80 to $1.13. With the 600 to 900-pound Holstein steers selling from $65 to $88. Quick reminder, next special feeder sale here at the Altoona Market will be Friday, December the 28th. More information on that sale or to consign cattle, please give us a call here at the market. That number is 715-835-3104. Now, this is Mark Kogler from the Altoona Auction Market. Have a great day.
Thank you for that, Mark. And I have on Jerry Fitzgerald over at the Stratford Equity Market. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, Scott, and a very good morning to you. Well, relatively speaking, a nice warm morning, but yeah. I stepped before there, and pretty good little breeze coming. Looks like it's coming out of the southwest, so that to contend with. And, whatever happens with the weather between now and, Thursday, tomorrow, talking about some mixed precipitation. I guess we'll deal with it when we get here.
Some stuff. Yeah, so tell us what's going on over at the Stratford Market, Jerry.
All right, Scott, we'll do that. Thank you, and very good morning to everyone. And a summary from our first couple of days here at Equity Stratford. We'll start out with the market cow auction. High-yielding cows, these good, big, fleshy cows, selling mostly from 45 to 56, and we have topped out this week so far on the cow market at $60. The majority of the cows this week, your average flesh dairy cows, are selling from 36 to 45, and those thinner, plainer cows, those are below the $35 money. On the bull trade, your better quality bulls are selling from 55 to 72, and lighter weight bulls, $50 and below. On the fat cattle trade, choice grading Holstein steers from 73 to 86, select underfinished cattle, 72 and down. And now we will move into the calf market. Good quality replacement Holstein bull calves weighing 85, 220 pounds, mostly from 40 to 95. Extreme top on the bull calves on Monday's auction was at 115. Good quality replacement Holstein heifer calves, very limited demand, $40 and below. Beef calves, in decent demand. Buyers quite selective, though, on the quality, 150 to 300, with a top at 335 on those beef calves. Now, today, Wednesday here in Stratford, we'll get underway this morning at 10 o'clock. Start out with the market cows, of course. Also selling fat cattle this morning and bulls. 11 o'clock will be sheep, hog, and goats. 11:30 this morning will be the baby calves. And then we'll get to the feeder cattle sale. That will be a noontime start today for the feeder cattle auction. And just a reminder, regular market auction tomorrow here in Stratford, that will get underway at 11 a.m., and, of course, just a reminder, abbreviated sales schedule, of course, next week due to Christmas. So, folks, you can check all that information out on the website, Equity Co-op. Click on the Stratford page for the sales schedule for next week and the following week. So, Scott, that's what we have this morning. You enjoy the day, and you had mentioned to me off air that you had heard from Big Bob.
Yeah, he called me from the beach yesterday and said he's working on his tan. I don't want to know. Yep.
So I thought maybe he was you could wire him some money so he'd have some money to get home.
that could be too. That's pretty good. I'll ask him that. All right.
Well, enjoy the day, Scott, and we'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
You too. Enjoy it over there, Jerry Fitzgerald over at the Stratford Equity Market.
Give the gift of Country Jam USA featuring Keith Urban. Toby Keith.
I should have been a cowboy.
Jake Owen.
Jack and you were dying.
Maren Morris.
And
just announced your local hometown favorite, Chris Cruzy. For tickets, go to countryjamwi.com. Three incredible days, one amazing holiday gift. Country Jam USA.
Coming home.
Are you hiring? With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates in an online dashboard. Get started at Indeed.com/hire.
5:45 a.m. here at Wax 104.5. Another glance at some of the area news and the farm world. Some area FFA members are receiving grants through the Wisconsin FFA Foundation's Supervised Agricultural Experience Program. Among members across the state receiving grants are Brent King of the Ellsworth FFA, Austin Friese of the Thorpe FFA, and Mariah Thill of the Turtle Lake FFA. The foundation is awarding a total of $29,920 in SAE grants to 29 Wisconsin FFA members in 18 chapters. That bit of farm news brought to you by
Bobcat Plus, Chippewa Falls, and Osseo.
Tough jobs demand tough equipment. Bobcat loaders from Bobcat Plus answer the challenge for those tough jobs, like the new M-Series loaders.
More power, more performance, more comfort.
There's a Bobcat loader that's perfect for your job, but don't just take my word on it.
Hi, this is Bob Bosold. See the compact material handling equipment experts at Bobcat Plus and let their specialists show you the growing lineup of Bobcat equipment.
Visit Bobcat Plus in Butler, Waukesha, De Pere, Appleton, Osseo, or Chippewa Falls. Bobcat Plus, working the state of Wisconsin, one customer at a time.
And a glance at some of the other markets around the countryside. The corn markets, the futures for March, 385 up, down 385, down a half. March oats is at 288, down one. January soybeans at 908 is down a quarter. January soybean meal at $310.20 is down 20 cents. Wheat for March at 526 is down six. And the country elevator prices, Golden Plump and Arcadia for corn is at 345. Baldwin, Duran, Mondovi, Elmwood, and Fall Creek countryside elevators are at 310. The Osseo countryside elevator is at 315. Stevens Point at 327. Elk Mound at 317. Sparta at 324. Ellsworth at 295. The ethanol plants, Boyceville is at 337. Stanley at 335. And New Richmond at 325. On the soybean side, the Baldwin, Duran, Mondovi, Elmwood, Fall Creek, and Osseo countryside co-ops are at 792. Stevens Point is at 791. Elk Mound at 808. Sparta at 805. And Ellsworth at 782. On the dairy side, barrels of cheese are at 132. That's unchanged. Blocks, 40-pounders, are at 141. That's unchanged. Grade AA butter at 220 is up 1.5. Class 3 markets are Class 3 dairy futures. December at 1384, up 5. January at 1431, up 11. February at 1459 is up 5. March at 1497 is up 4. And those prices are mostly up through 2019.
Choose Stein, because Stein has yield.
We moved away from Roundup, you know, and we moved into Liberty. We were probably some of the first ones to do that here. And then people would ask, how come beans look so good? How come they're clean? Well, you know, I guess you can blame Stein for that. Stein has more research, I think, in the soybean industry than anybody. Their soybeans seem to be a little stronger. Like Harry said, it's all about yield. He creates genetics that yield. And with all the new genetics coming out and all the new traits coming out, Harry's in control of a lot of that, on what's going on. And that's why I want to work with them, because Stein will be in the forefront as we move forward with the new traits and technologies coming out. They control 65% of the soybean business, okay? To do that, you're doing something right. I choose Stein because Stein has yield.
Learn more at steinseed.com/stories.
The Shoe Doctor now makes custom orthotic insoles while you wait. These insoles come with a free in-store trial and a 30-day comfort guarantee. If you are not satisfied for any reason, they can be returned for a full refund. These custom insoles are great for work, walking, exercise, and everyday use. Orthotic insoles will alleviate pain in your back and lower body, provide heel and arch support, and will help with plantar fasciitis. Stop in today and try a pair of custom orthotic insoles at The Shoe Doctor, located on Claremont Avenue in Eau Claire.
Do you know the secret?
We know the secret.
Hello, I'm Dan, and I lost 70 pounds and over 50 inches, and my wife mentioned I don't snore anymore, and it's been years since I've been in this pant size, and I know the secret.
Hi, my name is Brenda, and I lost over 85 pounds and over 55 inches, and I could never dress this way before, and I know the secret.
Hi, I'm Dr. Justin Scher, D.C. with Eau Claire Weight Loss, and I know the secret to losing up to 1 pound of fat every day. My unique weight loss program makes it easy to lose weight, get healthy, and get your energy back naturally, safely, and effectively. If you'd like to lose unhealthy fat without counting points or calories, no exercising, no prepackaged meals, no HCG, no surgery, and no hypnosis, call my office now at 715-502-4748 or visit weknowthesecret.com.
We know the secret.
Again, taking a look at that weather forecast for mostly cloudy sky today with some drizzle in some areas. Cooler air should arrive tonight along with a light mix of rain and snow. And Thursday should be cooler with some snow flurries. Today's high, we're looking at 40 degrees again with a low of 27. Thursday, a high of 34 with a low of 22. And Friday, a high of 30 with a low of 20. A lot going on out there in that countryside. Again, looking forward to a full moon this weekend along with that winter solstice. So that moon is out there playing hide-and-seek in the clouds right now. I invite you to get out and get rolling and enjoy the day. Be safe out there.
Customer-owned, community-minded. Has always been true. We take pride in serving you. When you're a customer, you're the company, always a part of one big family. Customer owned, community minded, Synergy Co-op.
Buy better than the big box. Shop Amundsen's in Rice Lake, Eau Claire, or Chippewa Falls, or online at AmundsensAppliance.com.
Wax 104.5.